Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
The resurrection of Osiris and his reincarnation in the form of Horus is a symbol for the resurrection that must occur in the life of every human being. The resurrection results in spiritual enlightenment. If you didn't get a strong sense of the importance of Isis's role in the successful outcome of the above metaphorized process of ascension, I encourage you to reread it, as that is the basis of this entire work. Since the beginning of time, we have been traversing a great zodiacal wheel known as the precession of the equinoxes, half of which has been devoted to involution, the other half to evolution. Because it is an ongoing process, the 1 o'clock position of the wheel is arbitrary. For the present purpose of our ascension into Christ or fifth dimensional consciousness, however, we start with Capricorn in that location, and going in the reverse order of that of the solar year, label everything from Capricorn to Leo as involution and everything from Cancer to Aquarius as evolution. Each period, considered an age and lasting approximately 2,160 years, is dedicated to anchoring into our consciousness a different aspect or attribute of God. The original idea was that we incarnate into each age, once as male and once as female, in order to learn how to hold the masculine and feminine I am that I am consciousness. Because of our misuse of will, however, we seriously deviated from that original plan. Instead of taking the desired 25,920 years, it has taken eons more, with individuals often having to repeat the same lesson over and over again before being allowed to move on. This is a very carefully thought out system that has nothing whatsoever to do with personal preferences, what I want or don't want, like or don't like, as determined by the needs of my ego, is irrelevant to this process. It is a process that is designed to make us gods. It is not designed to make us comfortable. That is, however, where and how we went astray. As a result of our experiences, we formed certain beliefs and made certain judgments that seriously colored our choices and negatively affected our decision-making capabilities. The attribute designated to be developed in the Aries age of some 4,000 years ago was will. The original idea was that once realized, we would choose to align our will with God's and utilize it in service for the greater good of humanity. What happened instead was that as the will began to evolve, the males of the species determined that the female role was, in many ways, more powerful than and thus detrimental to his. Instead of seeing her capabilities as complementary to his own, the male looked upon his female counterpart as strange, mysterious, and threatening. What was true then and remains to be so today is that what a female doesn't understand, she desires to figure out. On the other hand, what a male doesn't understand, he finds threatening. And what he finds threatening, he has a tendency to want to discard or destroy. What that has meant historically is that the greatest Holocaust humanity ever experienced was perpetrated by men against women. In the Egyptian metaphor, this is the point where Horus gets upset and beheads Isis. For ages, women believed to possess supernatural powers were branded as witches and put to their death. The problem with this is that what the female was designed to do, or should I say, to be, is of major importance to the life of the male, of humanity, and of the planet.